Today we continue our series of conversations with American pioneers, people who've achieved notable firsts. This morning, a woman who wrote a place for herself in pop culture history. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams talks with Tina Fey, the first female head writer of Saturday Night Live.
The comedian Tina Fey is best known as the former anchor of Weekend Update, Saturday Night Live's Not Really the News newscast.
SpongeBob SquarePants will begin airing in China in December, so millions of factory workers can finally know what the hell they're making.
Tina Fey began her Saturday Night Live career putting words into other people's mouths. She joined the show in 1997, the Will Ferrell era, as a writer and created comedy sketches like this one with Christopher Walken and Tim Meadows.
I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau. Mr. Linder, are you a citizen of the United States?
I have dual citizenship with the United States and Florida.
Florida is part of the United States. Florida.
Don't push your politics on me, pal.
It's fun for me to watch an episode of the show and see somebody score with jokes that I helped write for them. Is a more satisfying thing in a way, actually, than just performing yourself.
It's Saturday Night Live!
Not long after its debut in 1975, Saturday Night Live gained a reputation for being a tough place for writers, especially women writers. When Tina Fey began crafting comedy skits for the show in the late 90s, there was a better mix of people and attitude.
By the time I was there, there were more women working there in all kinds of positions. We had a female director, we had female producers. So when the room is more diverse, the more fair things would end up being.
And is there a different sensibility in terms of what's funny to a woman as opposed to what's funny to a guy?
I hate to generalize, but I always then agree to generalize. But, you know, men may enjoy yelling and robots and sharks and bears. Women kind of seem to get into the minutia of behavior more than the men. Rachel Dratch and I wrote this sketch once about a girl, a child actor who was on a Barney-type show who had sort of developed overnight and was now kind of buxom, and it was sort of becoming inappropriate for her to be playing a child on the show, and we did it with Ray Liotta as the guy in the dinosaur suit complaining about this girl.
I can't do this anymore, Ronnie! This is disturbing!
I'm working on it, Dave. Maria, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, Mr. Van Peebles.
Great, Maria, how old are you now?
12 and a half.
You've had a real growth spurt in the last year.
The first time we submitted it, we thought it was the funniest thing ever, and it absolutely died. It was not funny to anybody but us. And then
you mean the boys didn't get it?
I guess because it was seated so much in embracing the embarrassment that you get as a girl growing up when you sort of realize that you have breasts.
SNL recruited Tina Fey from Chicago's famous Second City improv troupe, the stage where Belushi, Aykroyd, and Radner got their start. Elizabeth Stamatina Fey developed her sense of humor watching that first generation of Saturday Night Live stars in the 70s. Her mother was Greek, her background suburban. She was raised outside Philadelphia in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
I sort of grew up on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and the Carol Burnett Show. Then in the early 80s, the Tracy Ullman Show was a huge deal to me. I think it was maybe in college when I sort of took up writing more that I started heading that way.
Fey, a drama major, graduated from the University of Virginia in 1992, the Dana Carvey era. After her stint at Second City, she joined the writing staff of Saturday Night Live, and in 1999, the Daryl Hammond years, she became the head writer, the first woman ever to hold that job. Now at age 36, Tina Fey's art is imitating her life. On the NBC series 30 Rock, she plays the head writer of a fictional comedy show. She has to keep her sense of humor while dealing with a prima donna host played by Tracy Morgan.
Before I do the show, I have some demands that have to be met. I want Monday Night Football to be played on Sunday where football is supposed to be. I want Katie Couric off the network. And I want all the black people on Deal or No Deal to win.
30 Rock has had middling ratings, but NBC has agreed to let it run through the end of the season. The show is loosely based on Fey's experience putting together the real Saturday Night Live.
First, you write on Monday night and into Tuesday night all night, we write the show. Wednesday afternoon, we read about 40 pieces. We read everything that's been written at a table read. And then producers and the head writers narrow the 40 pieces down to about 10 pieces.
Then the rewriting begins. On Friday, the cast rehearses, and then the rewriting continues. On Saturday, more rehearsal, more rewriting, and then it's showtime.
From Studio 8H in Rockefeller Center, it's Weekend Update. Tina Fey, and Amy Poehler.
U2 lead singer Bono met with President Bush in the White House on Wednesday and urged the president to help the world's poor, while the president urged Bono to get back with Cher.
What are your favorite sketches that you wrote on Saturday Night Live?
I wrote a sketch once that was a game show called Old French Whore that paired high school students and old French prostitutes to answer trivia questions.
Okay.
That one, I liked that one.
Who was Thomas Jefferson's vice president?
Denise and Coco.
John Adams.
No. Kevin and Babette.
You are sexy. You come with me, we have sexy good time.
Incorrect. Denise and Coco.
I think my whore is dead.
Even though it took so long for Saturday Night Live to get its first female head writer, Tina Fey, who says she's a feminist, thinks being called a pioneer is a bad joke.
I feel like I've really benefited from so many women that came before me. They were pioneers, and I'm reaping the benefits of the kind of stuff that they did.
Do you get letters from little girls who say, Tina Fey, you're my role model?
I actually kind of do, and there are some college-age and high school-age girls that would hang out outside after the show would say that they want to be writers now, which I think is great because the world has way too many actresses. So it's better that they want to be writers.
Tina Fey is a writer who plays a writer on the NBC comedy series 30 Rock. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.